Hi, my name is Catherine Robinson, and I am a certified meditation, mindfulness, and stress relief teacher. I got certified in 2016 at the McLean Meditation Institute in Sedona, and I have been teaching classes and workshops since that time. I have been teaching mostly in yoga studios, senior retirement centers, and through continuing education facilities. And the reason I got started on this path was after college, I was experiencing some anxiety and panic attacks. And the feeling in my body and mind was just really scary and overwhelming. So I became really motivated to find natural alternatives to feeling more at ease and calm. So I started to study meditation and mindfulness and pranayama breathing practices, and discovered the amazing benefits and also positive brain changes that come with these practices, which are really exciting. And I was just amazed at how much research was actually being done in this area of alternative medicine and how many resources were so easily available to the public. So I was teaching English as a second language back in 2011. And I really loved my job, and I thought I was going to stay in this department. And I was about to fly out to Seattle to do some training that would have taken me to the next level. But around the same time, there had been mold in my classroom, and I ended up getting really sick. And because of the illness, I was really forced to take a break from teaching. And I sometimes really believe that things happen like this to shake you up and to wake you up and to move you onto another path that's more aligned with your authentic self. So I had a lot of time at home to do some soul searching and to think about my life. And after a while, I started to have a glimpse of clarity about this new path that I was on and what my heart wanted to do. I remember having this aha moment one day. I knew I had to teach people about the importance of the heart and how meditation and breathing practices can allow this energy center in the body to open and heal. It was also just really clear to me how important it is to be connected to the heart, which I don't know if you know this, but it's the most powerful energy center in the body. And it's actually been researched by HeartMath Institute to be 60 times more powerful energetically than brain waves, which is amazing. So when I first started my meditation journey, sitting down and meditating was not easy for me at all. And I remember feeling a lot of anxiety and thinking, why am I even doing this? I wasn't used to being so tuned in to my thoughts and feelings, and it can be overwhelming at first. But I continued and I kept coming back to my space where I meditate and was consistent. And I started to feel a really strong sense of this inner core or center. And I ended up craving this silent time with myself and saw it as my own, sort of like an inner refuge that I got to retreat to. And I felt this sense of resilience and inner strength. And it didn't make everything perfect in my life, but it just allowed this sense of groundedness in my body and inner strength. So I really started to feel more comfortable with myself and clear about who I was. And I just wanted to mention that sometimes people can get overwhelmed by how complicated meditation may seem. A lot of my students have said that they almost gave up because they didn't feel instant results, or they thought they weren't doing it correctly because their mind won't stop thinking. But this is probably one of the biggest myths about meditation, that a good meditator has a blank mind with no thoughts and is just in a blissful state. So the mind's natural inclination is to think, just like the eyes are meant to see and the heart is meant to beat. So a good meditation might be full of thoughts, but over time, it's like you just get more space between your thoughts and this core center of awareness within you. So I wanted to make classes available to the public that allowed people just to see how easy and accessible these practices can be, and that you don't need to have years and years of practice in order to feel good in your mind and body. And I've seen for myself that a shift can happen in a couple of seconds. So the last thing I wanted to say was that in March, I was disappointed because most of my events and classes were canceled due to COVID. And Zoom ended up being a really valuable resource that allowed me to continue to reach out to the community and just to keep up our practices. And I lead weekly groups with seniors at the Fountains, Westminster Palms, and Westminster Shores. And I also just finished a summer meditation and stress relief series on Zoom through OLLI, which is Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, a continuing education program at Eckerd College. And on a weekly basis, we had up to 70 people join. And it was just so exciting to participate in creating these classes and being part of a wonderful community during such a stressful and uncertain time for so many people. Here were all of these people who were able to join from their homes all over the US and come together for the intention of community, sharing, and peace. And especially when the loneliness and depression and anxiety created by this isolation for everyone was really pervasive, it was just really wonderful to see everyone and say hello. So I think it's just a really powerful time right now with all this outer chaos in the world to find your inner refuge and peace within yourself. And there is one quote I wanted to share from a book called Mindfulness by Mark Williams, who's a professor of clinical psychology at the University of Oxford. And this is what really has motivated my teaching. He said, "There are deep wellsprings of peace and contentment living inside us all, no matter how trapped and distraught we might feel. They're just waiting to be liberated from the cage that our frantic and relentless way of life has created for them."
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
So I was actually born here, but then I moved out to Oregon when I was 5. And I've also lived in Boston and Vermont. But I came back to St. Pete after I graduated college in Vermont and have lived here since around 2008.
What organizations are you involved with?
So I currently teach at the OLLI program at Eckerd College. As I said before, OLLI stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and it's a nonprofit educational program for adult learners. I'm also part of BLS, which is the Better Living for Seniors Consortium, and they work hard to integrate and strengthen existing programs to meet the needs of the senior population.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Actually, my dog. My dog gets me out of bed every morning. My hound's name is Falcon, and he's always very anxious and excited to be outside and helps me to start my day nice and early. And I also get excited to find out more ways to improve my teaching skills so that I can bring techniques to help people to de-stress and activate their self-care in these really challenging times.
Why St. Pete?
So I've always felt comfortable here and resonated with the tropical climate of St. Pete. And just, it's so beautiful, the paradise that we live in, and the trees and the flowers and flora and fauna. Also, not having to shovel snow and be cold was a big plus. I went to college in Vermont and I was really shocked the first winter because the wind chill was 50 below zero when I returned from winter break freshman year. And it had been 70 degrees in St. Pete the day I left. So it was a big shift, but there will always be a place in my heart for Burlington, Vermont, because it's just a magical place. Also, the ocean here is just an incredibly healing source to be near. And it's one of my favorite places to go and just wind down and meditate and ground.
What is one habit that you keep?
So, big surprise, I make sure to meditate at least once a day. And I just feel like it really helps to keep me grounded and to be tuned into almost like a higher awareness, not my ego, and activate inner serenity and just have some stability during these times. And I just sort of feel like we don't have much to hold on to externally right now. And it's really important to anchor within ourselves.
Who are some people that influence you?
So I would say my mother has been such a supportive force for me, especially during some really difficult transitions in my life. She's always believed in the work that I do and never questioned it, and has helped me so much, has even come up with ideas and always listens to me about what I'm doing. After my parents divorced when I was 7, she was really the main person who was caring for my brother and I, working full-time and doing the absolute best that she could for us no matter what. She always made time for us and allowed us to feel abundant and safe even during difficult times. So it's just amazing to see how freely she gives from her heart, and she really doesn't ask for much in return. The other person I would mention is my brother. He's always been a huge influence in my life and has always been there for me, shining his light and love. Very wise person. I almost see him as a spiritual teacher, and he's really taught me so much about what's important in life and just how to stay as healthy and vibrant as possible.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
So I'm excited to share one of my favorite breath techniques. And why I like breath techniques is they can instantly help you, especially when you're not feeling great. It helps you to move out of the stress response and into the relaxation response. And I love this practice because it feels like there's almost an instant change in our nervous systems. So it's so simple and can be used anywhere. You can almost be like an undercover Jedi. Nobody knows you're doing it. So this breath is called the square breath or box breathing, also called resetting your breath. So all you do is you can have your eyes open or closed, and you breathe in for 4 counts. So you count to 4, then you hold for 4 counts, then you exhale for 4 counts, and hold again for 4 counts. So it kind of looks like a square. You can start practicing 1 to 2 minutes and just see the immediate benefits of a calmer mind and relaxed body. And one last thing I'll add about breath is when we're stressed, we usually hold our breaths or breathe in a very shallow manner, which is a perfect environment for stressful and fearful thoughts. So if you practice this square breath, just notice how it affects your mind and if you feel any better.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I wish I knew how simple the practice of meditation and breathing can be. It really doesn't have to be complex or time consuming. And you don't need years of training to get good. Just as long as you can get in a little bit, even if you just have 5 minutes to practice every day, you're training your mind and your body and your nervous system to be resilient during such stressful times on the planet.
What is next for you?
So what inspires me to keep teaching right now is that these are really tough times and people are very isolated at home and not as able to connect with their family and friends and their community. So I think we want to return to a normal world, but it's just not happening yet. And this can cause a lot of stress and inner angst. So I want my students to know 2 things moving forward: that they are never alone, and that there are so many inner resources that we can grow within ourselves on a daily basis to feel better and less stressed, no matter what's going on in the world. So sometimes it just takes a minute or two of breathing, like we were talking about with the square breath. So that being said, I'm starting up the fall semester at OLLI with a 7-week meditation and stress relief course that starts the 18th and goes until October 30th. I also will be teaching through OLLI a course about uncertainty, self-compassion, and the importance of breath during the coming months and also in winter and spring. And last year, we put together a holiday meditation gathering called OM for the Holidays. Thanks to my friend Eugene, he came up with that name. And I just got word that we will be able to create a Thanksgiving and holiday meditation gathering on Zoom this year. So I'm just really excited about the prospect of continuing to connect and build community and peaceful relaxation online. And it's just amazing to be able to feel the good energy of everyone coming together. Even though it's virtual, we really aren't that far apart. And I also have some workshops and classes coming up in September at Sukha Life Yoga Studio on Central and Nava Yoga Studio. And in November and December, some classes and workshops at the Body Electric.